We go out on a weekly basis to a number of sites that are either boat ramps or swimming holes, and we test the waters for E. coli bacteria, which is a basically an indicator of pathogens in the water. And we load our results on a website, connecticutriver.us, every Friday. And there are also other partner organizations that do bacteria testing in our watershed that post their results on this website as well. So if you're interested in knowing recent water quality information in your river, including the Connecticut River and its tributaries, then we encourage the public to go online and check out the results.
And this is the how many locations do you check along the length of the Connecticut River and its tributaries?
The Connecticut River Conservancy has about five sites in Massachusetts, two in Vermont, and four in Connecticut. But combined with our partner organizations, we have over 100 locations that test for bacteria.
And this is all the way from Vermont to the Long Island Sound.
Yes.
Now, why are you testing for E. coli? Is there a particular concern about that?
Well, it is a contaminant that's listed in all the state water quality criteria, and it's an indicator of other things in the water that would make people sick or make people unhealthy if they went swimming or boating in the river. In a river, bacteria levels change a lot and quickly, so it's something that people, are interested in knowing whether it's clean enough to swim in, and it does kind of go up and down depending on whether there are bacteria sources or pollution sources nearby, or sometimes runoff pollution can cause a spike in bacteria. So it is kind of the main indicator for recreation use of the river.
And it can go up and down depending on factors such as temperature, rainfall, that sort of thing.
Yep, during a storm event, lots of things get flushed into rivers, runoff from roads, farm fields, and that sort of thing. So we do tend to see spikes of bacteria in rivers between, 24 to 48 hours after a storm.
With all the rain we've had in May, and I know you started this testing program, I believe, at the end of May, are we seeing a spike in bacteria in the river?
Yeah, we at a couple of our sites, we have seen high levels the first 2 weeks of our sampling season. Last week, we had dry weather prior to our sampling day on Thursday, and all our sites were clean. So, and last summer, it barely rained at all, and all of our sites along the Connecticut River were clean enough to swim in the whole summer.
The water testing project is in its 10th year now. Over the last decade, has the Connecticut River overall gotten cleaner?
I would say it's hard to tell whether it's gotten cleaner. The thing we're noticing is that it generally is clean during dry weather, and then there are spikes during and after rain events. And then there are a couple sites here and there that have some probably other pollution sources that we've been trying to address. So it does help us track those things down, and hopefully over the long term we'll identify problem pipes and stuff and try to make it more consistently meeting water quality criteria.
And again, people can go to the website and check out the latest information for their particular swimming or boating site. Can you just go over that information one more time for people?
Yes. The bacteria results are online at www.connecticutriver.us, and you can search by name of the site or city, state, water body, and there's also a map that shows different colored pins at the locations and what the last result was. So we try to make it easy to find sites that have monitoring at them and try to update the sites as quickly as possible.
And the testing is done once a week. And when will the testing program end?
Our program goes till the first week of October. Some groups sample every other week. We sample weekly. So, you know, again, because river levels, the river bacteria changes so quickly, it's good to look sort of overall at the history of a site and just see what the patterns are. Does it tend to be consistently clean or occasionally dirty, and then you can make your own decision about, you know, when you feel it's appropriate to recreate in that area.